Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, India will continue to grow at faster pace, even though entire world is caught in a whirlpool of uncertainty. Election Commission issues directions for effective enforcement of Model Code of Conduct after announcement of Lok Sabha poll schedule. Government to conduct foundational literacy and numeracy assessment test, FLNAT, as part of Navabharat Saksharta Karyakram across 23 states today. Indian Navy rescues 17 crew members of ship hijacked by Somali pirates. All certified pirates surrender. CBI arrests brother of Sheikh Shahjahan and two others following marathon 9 hours interrogation in Kolkata. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore to take on Delhi Capitals in the final of Women's Premier League in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that India will continue to develop at a faster pace even though the entire world is caught in a whirlpool of uncertainty. Speaking at the India Today conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the mood of the nation is to make India the world's third largest economy.
आज जहां पूरी दुनिया अनिश्चितता के भंवर में फंसी हुई है, एक भाव बहुत निश्चित है कि भारत तेज गति से विकास करता रहेगा। आज मूड ऑफ द नेशन भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनाने का कह रहा है।
The Prime Minister also said that he does not work on delivering headlines, but deadlines. Mr. Modi noted that during the pre-2014 period, there were only a few hundreds registered startups, whereas this number stands at around 1.25 lakh today.
ये सही है कि 10 साल पहले तक बहुत इन्हें स्टार्टअप थे, मुश्किल से 100 के आसपास। आज करीब 1.25 लाख स्टार्टअप रजिस्टर्ड स्टार्टअप हैं। लेकिन भारत की स्टार्टअप क्रांति की पहचान सिर्फ नंबर वाली नहीं है। भारत की स्टार्टअप क्रांति की असली पहचान ये है कि ये स्टार्टअप हिंदुस्तान के 600 डिस्ट्रिक्ट से भी ज्यादा डिस्ट्रिक्ट में है, यानी एक प्रकार से 90% एरिया ऑफ द कंट्री। ये अपने आप में बहुत बड़ी बात, वरना लोगों को लगता है स्टार्टअप मतलब बेंगलुरु।
The Prime Minister said the youth of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities are leading the startup revolution, and the grand success of young people belonging to small cities is driving the startup revolution of Bharat. Mr. Modi pointed out that village women who would never have even ridden a bicycle are now becoming drone pilots. The Prime Minister remarked that this will have a multiplier effect in the growth of the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh today and attend an NDA election meeting in Palanadu district. BJP National General Secretary Vinod Tavade said the meeting to be led by Mr. Modi will be held in Chilakalurippet in Palanadu. TDP Supremo N. Chandrababu Naidu and Janaseva Chief Pawan Kalyan will also take part in the meeting, marking the first NDA election meeting in Andhra Pradesh in the run-up to the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. The three NDA alliance partners, TDP, Janasena and BJP, finalized their seat-sharing formula for the Lok Sabha and state polls on March the 11th, under which the BJP will contest 6 Lok Sabha and 10 assembly seats, while the TDP will fight in 17 parliamentary and 144 seats. Pawan Kalyan's Janasena will contest 2 Lok Sabha and 21 assembly seats. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections in 4 states, the Election Commission has issued directions for effective enforcement of provisions of Model Code of Conduct. In a letter to Cabinet Secretary, Chief Secretaries of all states and Chief Electoral Officers, the Commission said that all wall writing, posters, papers or defacement in any other form on government property shall be removed within 24 hours from the announcement of elections. It added that all unauthorized political advertisements in the form of wall writing or posters, hoardings, banners, flags at public property and in public spaces like railway stations and bus stands shall be removed within 48 hours. All unauthorized political advertisements displayed at a private property shall be removed within 72 hours from the announcement of elections. The commission also said that there shall be a total ban on use of official vehicles by any political party, candidate or any other person connected with elections except officials performing any election-related official duty for campaigning or electioneering, subject to certain exceptions. It also said that no advertisements shall be issued in electronic and print media highlighting the achievements of the government at the cost of public exchequer. The chief electoral officers and district election officers have to take immediate action to remove or stop any advertisement showing the achievements of the government soon after the announcement of elections. The CEOs will also have to take immediate action to remove or hide the photographs of any political functionary from official websites of state departments. The Commission said that the poll-going states shall have a complaint redressal mechanism on website and call centre. The toll-free number of the call centre is 1950. Publicity of major election activity would be given, and for this purpose, necessary information will be disseminated through radio, TV, cinema and government channels to display voter education material. The centre has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front, Yasin Malik faction, as an unlawful association for a further period of 5 years. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said the banned outfit continues to engage in activities that foment terror and secessionism in Jammu and Kashmir. He said anyone found challenging the security, sovereignty and integrity of the nation will face harsh legal consequences. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasar ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The government will conduct the Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Assessment Test, FLNAT, as part of Navbharat Saksharta Karyakram today across 23 states. The Union Education Ministry said approximately 37 lakh learners will appear for this important nationwide assessment. The FLNAT will be held in all districts of each participating state and UT. The assessment comprises three subjects: reading, writing and numeracy, each carrying 50 marks, totaling 150 marks. The ministry said the test will be conducted in the regional language of the learners in line with National Education Policy 2020's focus on promoting multilingualism. This time, Chandigarh, Puducherry, Lakshadweep and Goa are aiming to declare 100% literacy through FLNAT. The test is crucial in assessing the impact of teaching learning sessions conducted as part of the Ullas Navbharat Saksharta Karyakram. Qualifying learners will receive a certificate issued by the National Institute of Open Schooling, recognizing their achievement in acquiring foundational literacy and numeracy skills. The Indian Navy has successfully rescued 17 crew members of a hijacked cargo vessel, MV Ruin, and captured all 35 pirates from it. The Indian Navy said INS Kolkata intercepted the pirate ship, which was sailing almost 2,600 kilometers from Indian shores, and forced it to stop through calibrated actions. The operation, which lasted 40 hours, was supported by the Indian warship INS Subhadra, high-altitude long-endurance drones, P-8I Maritime Patrol aircraft, and Marcos Prahars. Later, the vessel was also sanitized for the presence of illegal arms, ammunition, and contraband. The Maltese-flagged vessel was hijacked in December last year near the Yemeni island of Socotra. According to the European Union Naval Force, there are suspicions that the vessel may have served as a base for the takeover of a Bangladesh-flagged cargo ship off the coast of Somalia earlier this week. For over a decade, Somali pirates have been a source of turmoil in important global waterways. Since the 1st of December, at least 17 incidents of hijacking, attempted hijacking, and suspicious approaches had been recorded by the Indian Navy. The CBI has arrested brother of Sheikh Shahjahan and two others after a marathon 9 hours interrogation at Nizam Palace office in Kolkata. Sheikh Alamgir, the brother of Shah Jahan, and others were arrested on charges of attack on ED team on the 5th of January in Sandesh Khali. They were taken to hospital for medical checkup. Another team of CBI has gone to Sarberia of Sandesh Khali to interrogate acquaintances of Sheikh Shah Jahan. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that with the advent of AI, cyber security challenges can rise manifold. He called upon financial institutions to dedicate substantial efforts to protect customer information. He was speaking at the annual conference of RBI Ombudsman in Mumbai yesterday. The RBI Governor noted that as custodians of the financial system, RBI success hinges not only on promoting the resilience of the system, but also significantly on the value we bring to the lives of our citizens who form the core of the financial ecosystem. Speaking of the topic of consumer centricity and consumer protection, the RBI governor said that as stakeholders of the financial ecosystem, it is imperative that the growing customer base is offered fair and sustainable products and services. Taliban have welcomed the one-year extension of the mandate of the UN Assistance Mission, UNANA, in Afghanistan. Zabihullah Mujahid, the spokesman for the Taliban, said that Afghanistan needs to foster diplomatic relations with international organizations, especially the UN and the international community, adding that UNANA can contribute in this regard. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that scattered to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is expected over Gangetic West Bengal during the next 4 days. It said that there is a possibility of hailstorms and squalls today in the region. It said scattered to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is also expected in Jharkhand, Odisha, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and eastern Madhya Pradesh from today till the 20th of March. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against Delhi Capitals in final at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Smriti Mandhana-led RCB defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 5 runs in the eliminator on Friday. Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals have won 6 of the 8 games in the tournament, while Royal Challengers could win only 4 games. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. The announcement by the Election Commission of the dates for polling in India is a top story in most dailies. 7 phase Lok Sabha polls from April 19 reads the Tribune headline. Countdown to June 4 begins, headlines are Pioneer. The Indian Express does some number crunching, reports that there are 96.8 crore voters, nearly half of them women, the 2% first-timers. For the first time in Lok Sabha elections, voters over the age of 85 numbering 82 lakh and persons with disability numbering over 88 lakh can vote from home, writes the Times of India. Indian Navy falls bid to hijack ship, rescues 17 crew, 35 Somali pirates, nabbed, reports the Asian Age. Ukraine strikes rock Russia's presidential vote underway, reports in the Sun Times. And finally, the Hindu reports that the Kerala Animal Husbandry Department plans to register the dwarf calf, locally known as Tenmala Kulan, as an indigenous breed in a bid to conserve it. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will continue to grow at faster pace, even though the entire world is caught in a whirlpool of uncertainty. Election Commission issues directions for effective enforcement of Model Code of Conduct after announcement of Lok Sabha poll schedule. Government to conduct foundational literacy and numeracy assessment tests, FLNAT, as part of Navbharat Saksharta Karyakram across 23 states today. Indian Navy rescues 17 crew members of ship hijacked by Somali pirates. All 35 pirates surrender. CBI arrests brother of Sheikh Shah Jahan and 2 others following marathon 9 hours interrogation in Kolkata. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore to take on Delhi Capitals in the final of Women's Premier League in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.